There are two words that send a shudder through almost everyone who was either in school or was ever in school, because you remember the fear that goes with these words. And if you're currently a student, you don't have to remember them at all. You're right there living with them. The words, final exam. A chill just goes through the room when you hear those words. Now, different students have learned different ways of dealing with final exam time. You remember the teacher that said that the exam was going to be on the honor system, and the only problem was that teachers had the honor and the students had the, system. Well, occasionally, you'll hear of an incident where students actually get a copy of an exam, take a peek at the questions, so they can be prepared. Well, I don't recommend that as a good way to go through finals. But I do want to tell you this. Whatever your situation as far as being a student is concerned, you have a final exam scheduled for you. Yep. In fact, it's scheduled for all of us. Now, our final exam will come at different times. I don't know when mine will be or yours. But you know what? I've taken a peek at the one question on the exam, and you can be ready for this one. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the final exam. Our word for today from the Word of God is a peek at that final exam. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, "How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?" See, this is looking ahead to the time when we're going to stand before God and have to answer that final exam question related to and what we did with this wonderful thing he describes as such great salvation. Now, what he's referring to is what happened on that middle cross outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, when the only Son God has took my rap, took your rap, and paid our payment for our sins, so we could get back into the orbit we were built to live in, an orbit around God. You notice here it says that we neglect salvation. That's the way that most good things end up being wasted. I mean, you don't say, "Oh, I think I'm going to grow some weeds in my garden this year. Yeah, I'd like to see what kind of weed crop I can get." No, the way weeds grow is by neglect. You don't intend to grow them. How about your weight? I'm sorry to bring that up, but I'm an expert on this. A lot of times the old pounds just start piling up again. And, you know, you don't ever say, "I want to gain 10 pounds this month." It's just done through neglect. It just kind of creeps up. We didn't mean to do it. We didn't do anything. It just happened. We just didn't exercise. We didn't control our eating. How about our car? All of a sudden our car grinds to a halt and starts smoking. Why? You neglected the maintenance. You didn't do anything bad. You just didn't do what you could have done. Same thing holds true for marriages. They can die from neglect. Okay, now, about neglecting such a great salvation. Do you know that most people don't reject Christ? They just neglect him. They've got other things to think about until they neglect themselves right into eternity. And that could be something you're in danger of right now. You're not against Jesus. You're just neglecting, making your peace with him. Do you want to know that question on your final exam when you keep your appointment with God? He's going to ask you, "What did you do with my son?" No, not what did you do with your church or your religion or that guy on the radio. What did you do with my son? That's the issue that will settle your eternal address, because what God cares about most is what his son did for you. His death on the cross is your only hope of getting into heaven, because you can't get into heaven with your sin, and it can only be forgiven by the one who paid for it. That's Jesus. And you got to grab him and take that gift of eternal life. And maybe you've been sitting around church for years. You've been through all kinds of opportunities to do something with Jesus, but you've passed them by. Today's your day to change your eternal address. Would you just say, "Jesus, this is my day. I'm making you the savior of my sin." And let me encourage you then to go to our website. There's where you can nail down belonging to him. It's anewstory.com. Maybe you've had opportunities to reach out to Christ before and you didn't. Isn't it time to say now, "This is my day, Lord. I give my life to you." He made his move on the cross. It's your move now.